WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh,
The Copperhead,
WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Good afternoon on December 16th, and you are listening to Nick Landholt, host of Christian Revolt, Long Overdue, talk radio program on the Liberty Works Radio Network. And let's see, we're live today. I got a guest coming on after the break, Nancy Kramer. I mentioned her last week. Of California Assemblies, and we're going to discuss, we're going to have an education segment, segments, and then I'll bring her back on next year, and we'll have a solution, at least the solution that the California Assembly is offering, patriots and Christians, etc., to the problems, or at least some of the problems, that we've got in America, and for which Christian Revolt has a malicious solution. That's sort of like the bottom line. Because as I've said before, we're not going to, we meaning we the people, can expect to have resistance in the people trying to take back power from Judeo-Masonry, and they're useful idiots. Actually, Freemasonry is a useful idiot. One of the useful idiots of the synagogue of Satan. But in any case, 410-848-9191 is still the call-in number. For listeners, if you want to, this first segment is a mini Hodgepodge Friday. And but if you've got a question or comment that you want to discuss that covers almost anything, you've got about 10 minutes to call in. Once we bring Nancy Kramer on, we'll focus on questions or comments that relate to the educational aspects of California Assembly. In fact, while I'm talking to you, let's if you go to CaliforniaAssembly.com, put that link on my Facebook page, CaliforniaAssembly.com, you can start to learn all about that and look at it. I'll probably look at it as we were talking to Nancy. Again, the phone number 410-848-9191. And if you've got during the break and the second break, if you don't want to call in, but you do want to ask a question, you can shoot me an email. And those emails are cia1917@hotmail.com. And that stands for Christian Information Association, CIA1917@hotmail.com. The other email is info@wethepeopleforpresident.org. Coming up on about a year, or is it 2 years? I'm going to have to look. When we kicked off our debuted our WeThePeopleForPresident.org website, that was about February of last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago. Time just kind of, when you get old, time goes even faster. And, you know, not a lot of activity. I must think one person in particular, I haven't asked if they mind me mentioning their name on air, but anyway, I want to thank them for their donation, which covers the cost of the website domain name and the website hosting for the next year. So appreciate that. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I still have not had the response that is needed to start to turn a country around that is under the control, under the thumb of Judeo-Masonry, the synagogue of Satan, as the Bible calls them. And, you know, maybe God is waiting to do something fantastic, something miraculous, or maybe he's not going to do anything at all. And we'll just stand by while the chastisement happens in America. Let's see. We're going to, I guess we'll have our Christian corner, the saints for the coming week, which actually saints for the next several weeks, because we will not be having live shows on the 23rd or the 30th, the weekend of New Year's, or Christmas Eve, and the weekend of New Year's Eve. The Liberty Works Radio Network is will be rebroadcasting past shows, so we're going to. I won't be back until Mr. John, I guess, first Friday of January, 2023. So before I forget, Happy New Year! Everyone have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because I won't be able to do that live over the next 2 weeks. But January 2023, January 6th, which is the Feast of the Epiphany, when the what's celebrated is the Magi, the three kings of Orient, are manifested to the Gentile world, I suppose. Or at least the baby Jesus manifested to the Gentile world via the three kings. His birth, that's January 6th, and that's the first Friday of January 2023. So, Lord willing, that's when Mr. John, my co-host for Fatima Fridays, will be back, and we'll have another show about something about church history, something good. All these shows are archived, and if you want to a copy, audio file copy of any of our shows that we've put on over the last almost 6 years now, shoot me an email, cia1917@hotmail.com, or the other email, info@wethepeopleforpresident.org, and I'll get you that audio file. Okay, today, the 16th, also starts the Infant of Prague Novena, a monthly novena to the Infant of Prague, which goes from the 16th of each month to the 24th, but today in particular, December 16th, is the feast of Bishop St. Eusebius, who was a martyr. Bishop at Northern Italy, battled for the church in the evil days of the Arian heresy. Now, I just recently, I thought Arian was a bishop, but I'm told he was a priest. So, anyway, for 6 years and more, St. Eusebius endured imprisonment and exile, and he died in 371, honored as a saint and a martyr. Then we go a bunch of days without, in my 52 missal, that is. We don't have another feast day until the official, start of winter, December 21st, and that is the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, the twin Didymus, who said that he would need to see, when the other apostles told him they'd seen the Lord, when they were hiding from the Jews in the upper room, he doubted which is why he's called Doubting Thomas. He doubted that they were telling the truth, I guess, and said, I need to see his hands and put my hand into his side, and then I'll believe. And next time in the Gospels, we hear that that's what happened. So that's the 21st, St. Thomas. And then we wait until after Christmas, and then the first the saint, I guess, after Christmas is December 26th, St. Stephen, proto-martyr of Jerusalem. And, but, well, I, you know, like I say, I'm not going to be able to talk about him next week. So, as I say, he's the proto-martyr. And he's not only a martyr, one of the most striking personages of the apostolic age. The Greeks give him the title of apostle. Roman liturgy places him in the category of the prophets, doctors, and masters, whose cruel fate is described to us in the gospel for that day, December 26, the day after Christmas. Then the 27th is St. John, apostle and evangelist. You know, talk about somebody who's despised. The synagogue of Satan really dislikes St. John because of him telling the truth about the scribes and Pharisees and what have you who killed our Lord Jesus Christ. That's December 27th. It's the only feast of an apostle now remaining in the Christmas cycle, FYI. Then we got the 28th. This is Holy Innocents, the babies who were murdered by King Herod, who was searching to or looking to kill Christ as a baby when the wise men said they were looking for the King of the Jews. And so he sent out his troops to murder all of the baby boys in Bethlehem. That's December 28th. Holy Innocents, of course, they fell under the old law as far as baptism is concerned. So just a little note there. And then the 29th of December, St. Thomas of Canterbury, the famous film Thomas or Becket with Peter O'Toole as King Henry II and Richard Burton as Thomas Becket. Great, great movie. That's December 29th. Richly deserves the honor accorded him by Holy Mother of the Church in placing his feast day within the octave of the great feast of Christmas. And then we have December 31st, Pope St. Sylvester, one of the very earliest saints to receive public veneration. Then January 1st, 2023, is the Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a holy day of obligation. Of course, it falls on a Sunday this year, so no problem in even neo-Catholics making that making it to church on that day. And then the Sunday between the circumcision. Well, that's I'll be back for that, so I'll mention. But that's going to be the Feast of the Most Holy Name of Jesus. December 22nd is the feast. It's kind of strange because it's in the back of my missal. But 22nd of December is the feast of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. And let's see if I can find her real quick. She was born in Italy, but she was foundress of the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart, a branch of which she established in New York City in 1899. New York City? Yep, New York City. Okay, that's pretty much going to do it for this first segment. And when we come back, we'll have Nancy Kramer of California Assemblies. You're listening to Christian Revolt Long Overdue on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Please stay tuned.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown?
Well, why can't I fly?
Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Subversion. Just based on current facts before us, our nation's political leaders in elected office and both major parties have embraced policies and legislation subversive to our American form of law and government. Therefore, I think it profitable to visit the wisdom of our founding fathers regarding this kind of behavior. Samuel Adams, regarding spreading the wealth around and centralized control of the economy, said these ideas are, quote, as visionary and impractical as those which vest all property in the crown. They are arbitrary, despotic, and in our form of government, unconstitutional, unquote. These charges could be aimed directly at our president and Congress today. Thomas Jefferson wrote of a central government so strong that it borders on monarchy. These men have no right to office. If a monarchist be in office anywhere, and it be known to the president, the oath he has taken to support the Constitution imperiously requires the instantaneous dismission of such officer, and I hold the president criminal if he permitted such to remain. To appoint a monarchist to conduct the affairs of a republic is like appointing an atheist to the priesthood. Unquote. The situation in America today is socialism for we the people and a political class who think they're monarchs rather than our agents. Congressmen openly insulting citizens exercising their First Amendment rights to redress. Congressmen taxing future generations without their consent. Presidents and judges approving of all this with their silence. These will be our defining years in the eyes of our children and grandchildren, but if we do nothing, we will come to nothing. We need Americans in great numbers to join us.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
With the national debt climbing to an estimated $11 trillion, the White House announced an emergency economic plan today, trading the national gold reserves for cash through precious metal buyers, cashforgold.com.
I got $583 from cashforgold.com.
As you know, we have these very large debts, and the fact is the gold reserves are just sitting there. This woman turned in her wedding ring from her first marriage and got money the next day. If it worked for her, it can work for the United States.
How much does the federal government expect to receive in exchange for all the gold? And that the Treasury Department should have looked into competing cash companies like dollarsforgold.com.
The reality is we have over $1 trillion in economic stimulus packages
to pay for it.
We just need that cash now. The president agrees that this seems like a pretty good deal.
But is there a contingency plan if that proves not to be the case?
Well, yes, of course.
The cash received from the cashforgold.com plan is going to be supplemented by funding from the selling of White House furniture on Craigslist.org.
Well, that is correct. We've already sold a giant military map that we don't use very often.
Peeling back the layers every day.
Copperhead 1240, 1190, and 910 AM. Southern Rock, Kickin' Country, and Tennessee Talk. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now,
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more Real Talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
And we are back on Christian Revolt, Long Overdue Talk Radio Program. This is your host, Nick Landholt, and I'd like to welcome, as a first-time guest, Dancy Kramer, chairman, actually I'm quoting the website, chairman of California Assemblies. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you, Nick. Yes, I am a woman, but it is the chairman. Thank you for having me on. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I'm looking forward to all the information I mentioned in the first segment that we were going to have this first guest slot is a sort of an educational aspect of what California Assembly is about, and then we'll bring you back in a few months or so and talk about solutions. I'll remind our listeners that if you have a question during the next two segments for Nancy regarding California Assembly or whatever she ends up also talking about, give us a call, 410-848-9191. Nancy, why don't we start by, since you're new to the program, giving us a little bit of a mini bio of yourself and how you came to start California Assembly.
Okay, well, that's a little mini bio is great. I'm originally from Minnesota, and I started a business in Minnesota, finding young talent and getting them work in Hollywood. Yikes. But that's true.
Interesting.
And so I guess it was 1998, I moved out to California. I live in California. And I've been working in that industry my whole career as a manager for children and young adults from Minnesota, from the Midwest. And 2012 is my youngest child graduated high school in 2012, and I had a lot of white space at that time. And I thought, oh, I need to contribute because there's something gone very wrong in our government, and I need to start helping to be the solution. And that brought me into the Republican Party of Los Angeles County, working as the assistant treasurer for the county and doing treasury on a couple campaigns, two congressional campaigns and one assembly campaign. And I found the inside workings of the Republican Party, and I learned very clearly at that time that the coin was the same. The Republican and Democrat coin is the same, and you don't want either of them because they don't really care about you. It was then the search for the truth. So I would love to move into some glossary because this is a perfect segue, but that's how I got here.
Sure.
Search. And, I'm going to tell you right now, we're in the apocalypse. And I know that everyone thinks when I say that means, you know, catastrophic scale destruction and damage all over the world, right? The apocalypse. But it actually originated that word from Greek and Latin in the great uncover, the reveal. And that's what we're in right now. It's the uncovering and the revealing of truth, the apocalypse. We're in it. It is not catastrophic unless you can't shift and open yourself up to the truth. Then you're in great trouble. But as I walk on this journey, even since 2012, the truth has come at me in little pieces, and it was just what I could digest at the moment. And so I'm going to just say all of your listeners to have grace on yourself and take the truth as you can tolerate it and keep letting the truth be revealed to you, because that is where you're going to get to the final destination, which is the glory of God.
You mentioned the apocalypse, and now we have, depending on which Bible I suppose you're looking at, you've got the book of the apocalypse, and you have the book of Revelations. And when, as you mentioned, it is uncovering, and there's what I call revelation of the method, which is the evil people out there under the guise of the angel of light, or guidance of the angel of light. They are revealing.
Yeah.
their plan to us right in front of our
eyes. They've always have. They've always revealed. I think that's good scriptural, that you have to reveal. God said, let there be light, and there was light. So everything needs to be decreed, manifested through word, and then manifested in physical. The revealing comes on both sides. So the apocalypse is the good and the bad being unveiled. And the good is where we need to segue into what the assembly is doing, because that's where we find out who we are. And the fact that we know that we're alive, but we are not living as if we're alive. We are living a dead corporate fiction. And that is the unveiling for the good. That when you can learn that, and then you can sort of swallow that and accept that, you will learn the definitions of words. Words are so important. Everything is about words right now. So you think you know what the word person means, or driver, or taxpayer, or children, and they've been redefined, just like apocalypse has been redefined. Our words have been redefined, and they don't mean what you think they mean. Between Black's Laws dictionaries and definitions in codes, statutes and codes, and definitions even in contracts themselves that you enter into, you see something, you think you know what it means, but it's been redefined. And you didn't look up the definition, even of the word you. So
right. It's that, the old, that's where we start. What is.
Well, yes, exactly. What is, yes. Yes, Bill Clinton's famous phrase was actually very real, but was very true. And that's, I'd like to move to that, because that is exactly where the future is. And maybe that's where we're supposed to say that for next segment, but it's right here, perfectly timed. So in the book of Zephaniah, that's not one of my books. I've never read that book. That's not like a big book in my world. But of course, I was raised Catholic, so I'm only given what I was told. But now I search. Zephaniah 3:9. For at that time, I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. And that's where we're headed. We're headed to changing our speech to a pure speech, so that we say what we mean and we mean what we say, and we all understand each other because we all agree to the words. And what that is showing up now, and it's just brushing. It's there, but the people aren't aware of it. And that is quantum grammar. And that's where we're headed. And it is a pure speech. It's based on basically mathematical equations. But that's the brilliance, and that's when all of a sudden we will be able to bring facts into a courtroom. We will be able to have contracts that don't have contradictory phrases and sections in them that, you know, if you're the lawyer and you can find the case law that says this, then the lawyer that's paid to not find the case law that says the opposite doesn't seem to find it. And all of the trickery that's done throughout the system, and it's done through words.
Let me interject. You had mentioned that words have meaning, and we the people don't look up these words, but obviously these deceptive words, or the meanings of the deceptive meaning of words, who is interpreting those words currently?
Well, who is interpreting, or who is defining, or who is tricked them?
Well, yeah, defining, interpreting. I mean,
all of them. All of that.
Who are the bad guys? Because obviously we the people aren't doing it.
Well,
which is why we need organizations like California Assembly to educate.
Well, the California Assembly absolutely has some great classes. All of our classes on the website are free, and it's all educational, really, on the Assembly website. There's a great class called Private to Public. I'm sorry, Public to Private, a class on semantics, basically. And it teaches you the word, like the word attorney. The word attorney is a living man that has made a pledge to a foreign corporation called the BAR, which is a British Accreditation Registry. And his goal is not to represent you. That's his tool to represent the living man through the corporate fiction, right, to represent him. But that word versus a lawful counselor. Counselor, we've heard that word before, haven't we? And that is what we think that they're doing for us is counseling us on law, but they're not. They're turning us. They're turning us over into the legal system with legalese. So who's done it? All sorts of people. The bar has been a major contributor of the fraud with legalese. But even before the bar, the word unalienable, right? The Patriots, we fall on that word. That's our unalienable rights, right? So if you parse out that word, what's to be lienable? If something is lienable, it means you can hold a bond against it, right? It's so you can lean on it, a lienable. If there's an A before a word, an A prefix makes it a negative. So it's a no word. So it's not lienable. If you put a UN in front of a word, it's a negative prefix. It's a not. So what we have is not a not lienable. That means your rights are lienable. So it's that fraud and that trickery. And we think we know what it means, but we don't.
Because is inalienable and unalienable, are those the same meanings? Because I've seen it both ways.
Okay, if you choose to parse it into an alien, then you're it's a different parsing. But I would sort of rely on the fact that that's not how people are parsing it. That they're parsing it as lienable. But that's the point. It's that you can't lean on my rights, right? An alien is a foreign entity, so not a foreign entity. So my not foreign entity, then there's no lien involved, right? An alien is somebody not of this place. I'd have to look up that word, actually. But I've done that before. So I know it doesn't work there either.
And just to clarify, we're talking L-I-E-N, lien, not L-E-A-N.
Well, we're talking about the word that we have that's called our unalienable rights, that we all lean on. That unalienable rights. We think that that means that you can't trespass on our rights. But our rights were given to us by God. And we've now believed that they've given to us by our Bill of Rights. But our Bill of Rights are not, that didn't give us our rights. Our Bill of Rights is supposed to be the limitation on our rights. Those are the limitations of what the government can do. And they can certainly lean on them. God gave us our rights, and we have to reposition ourselves. And that's what we do when we move ourselves from the public to the private. We reposition ourselves on the earth as being right directly under God. And underneath us, we come together as a body polity to create our government, and that's called self-government. And our governments create corporations, and our corporations created are U.S. citizens, and our U.S. citizens are taxpayers and they're drivers, and they work for the government, and they have to follow every code and statute, which is limiting government. That's limiting government employees. That's what that's for, statutes and codes. But we believe that's where we stand. And so until we have our own apocalypse internally, we will stand as a corporate fiction. We will stand as a surety for our all caps names. And that's not where God wants us. He wants us right under him, on top of government, on top of corporations. And so we need to reposition ourselves as mankind, as all over the planet. And we are, and people are waking up all the time.
And that's a good place to hold. And then when we come back from the break, we'll continue. My guest is Nancy Kramer, chairman of the California Assembly. Go to californiaassembly.com I would presume that's the best way to contact you. When we come back from the break, we'll make sure that that's correct.
Liberty Works Radio Network, enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic, helping you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation. Please do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details. Liberty Works Radio, truth in broadcasting.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
It was only a little over 17 minutes in length, but it is said to be the most remembered and the most memorized speech in American history. 50 years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. addressed a crowd of 250,000 people gathered in Washington, D.C. He called on the people of the various states and the government of these United States to live up to the principles espoused in the Declaration of Independence. But it was not, as many have falsely claimed, a call for civil rights. In fact, in my view, Dr. King was not a champion of civil rights. He was a champion of God-given rights. Dr. King made clear in his famous address that the liberty and equality before the law that he was demanding did not originate in human government. The right to equality before the law is not a civil right. It is a right ordained by God that civil government has a duty to defend. Dr. King quoted from the Old Testament books of Amos and Isaiah when he said that he hoped his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He was applying God's fixed, eternal standard, not a malleable, man-made one. In both private and public policy, we must remember that God created only one race, the human race. Therefore, all elevation or denigration of individuals or groups based on skin color is immoral and shameful, because it violates the law of nature and of nature's God. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American view.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on the American view. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
I pledge allegiance to the Constitution of the American States United and to the Republic which it created, implementing God's governmental plan for man and asking his blessing for its observance, which will provide liberty and justice for all, for all, for all, for all.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
And we're back for our final segment on Christian Revolt Long Overdue. This is your host, Nick Landholt. Our call-in number, 410-848-9191. If you want to ask our guest, Nancy Kramer, chairman of the California Assembly, a question, or maybe make a comment. Let's see, Nancy, we were talking about, the contact. Let's make sure we get that in before the show ends. What's the best way people can reach you?
They can reach me and everything I'm talking about through the California Assembly's website, which is californiaassembly.com. CaliforniaAssembly.com, and there's a contact us button, and I'll get messages there.
Now, I'm looking at the home page here. It says, "Learn the fraud that has been perpetrated for 160 years on Americans through the Constitution of the United States, Inc., Incorporated, in 1933, the creation of the birth certificate and the vocabulary that has been used to deceive the people." I'll let you take it from there, where you want to discussion.
Well, let's just back up. So we did the vocabulary in the first segment. So let's just talk a little bit about the birth certificate and the constitutions that, again, everybody relies so heavily on those. But those constitutions were the people creating a contract for our government. And that's how it's self-government, because the people created it for themselves. So those constitutions are not for the people, they're for the employees of the government. They're to limit our government. And what's happened is through the birth certificate fraud, we have been transformed into believing that we are that all capital name, just the same capitals that are on the tombstones. It's a dead corporate fiction. It's a corpse. And a corporation is a corpse. It's dead. And so they did that. The government did that. And it was basically to pay back war reparations from the beginning. Ben Franklin did it. I think we owed 1.1 million francs to France for reparations for the American Revolution. And it's never stopped. It's all war reparations here. So in order to get us into their court system, because they have to be in an admiralty court, all of the governments, the publics, the sea lanes across the world. So that includes banks and courts and post offices and international commerce. Those are the sea lanes. And all of those harms or conflicts are resolved in the Admiralty Maritime Courts. They're the laws that govern shipping. So they've put living men into shipping lanes by using their all caps name. So you can have an agreement, a handshake deal with the guy to paint your house, and that doesn't fall into the shipping lane. But you contract with the bank, and now your statement comes in all caps, and everything's in all caps, and you know it's admiralty if it's in all caps, if your name is in all caps. What we've been doing on the assembly is we've been moving people out of all caps into their upper and lower case name on the land. And what we've called that has been common law. But we have to be very, very careful how we move right now, because we don't want to accidentally step into another pitfall that Satan has created, right? I'm just going to read here Psalms 19, 7 through 11, because this is really important. God's laws are perfect. They protect us. They make us wise. They give us joy and light. God's laws are pure, eternal, just. They are more desirable than gold. They are sweeter than honey dripping from a honeycomb. For they warn us away from harm and give success to those who obey them. So we need to remember now, this is Nancy talking, not Psalms. We need to remember now that where we go in the future is to Psalms 19, okay, to God's perfect laws.
Okay.
So common law with a capital C and a capital L is a word that is that is owned by Admiralty. It's owned by the Admiralty system, and they refer to it as case law. So it's in statutes and codes, and they call it case law. So we don't want to be there. Ecclesiastical law also falls in the same jurisdiction. It comes from canon and civil laws, also run by Admiralty courts right now. Canon law comes mostly, I think it's from the Vatican. I know the Vatican has canon law. I'm not sure if other established religions do. But we have to be very careful if we say we want to go to ecclesiastical law. Flag law runs under maritime and international Admiralty courts. So then we move to common law, little c, little l. And where that came from is the King's Court, back in Old England, the King's Court was dealing with these peasants that were having trouble with each other, and they were tired of it. And so the King's Court said, just base your decisions locally on the rulings that the King's Court has done here, right? So again, it's case law, but it's for the peasants because they didn't want to deal with them in their courts. There was too many of them. Maxims of law comes into play under this perception. But remember, these are case laws that are decided by men. So you have to be careful when you talk about common law. And then equity law, which a lot of people go into, is that when that common law was, see, all the relief that the King's Court had was monetary. But the peasants are having trouble now with each other, and they don't even have the money. So the money relief isn't adequate. So the equity law now falls into that common law and gives other sorts of relief that are not monetary to be equitable. But it still comes from decisions made by man. So then people turn to natural law. And I was walking my dog, and there's little squirrels going crazy at the neighbors. And my dog is shivering. She's just a terrier, and she's shivering with her leash. You know, she's stuck. She can't move, but she is so tempted right now. And if I were to have let go of her leash, she would have gone and taken those squirrels and tore them apart because it's in her nature. That's her nature. So I fear that man's interpretation of natural law could become something distorted. Natural law is not our law. God's law is our law, and that's where we have to go. That's where we will go, and that's where we need to keep our eye on the ball. Now, some of these other laws will be better than the one before, right? So you got to get out of Admiralty, and so then you got to, you know, maybe get into the lowercase common law, and that's not going to work because you don't have the money to make this. So then you're going to be an equity law, and that's okay. But you know what I'm saying? But eventually, you've got to know that the end goal here is God's law. And I'm not sure if we can bring it or if God has to bring it, but that's where we're going.
Well, I often wonder whether, you know, God is going to just fix it on his terms, or if he's going to bring men into and women such as yourself to fix it and to bring it, a Christian or God's law. I mean, who interprets what's God's law and what's not?
Well, if we act on God's law, we have to love God and we have to love our neighbor. So it's so simple. It really is. I mean, we're not talking Old Testament slaughtering sheep here. We're talking about some very simple principles that mankind has to raise themselves to a higher place where they're not living in lack and they're not living in fear. So much of us are living in fear because the Admiralty system has enslaved us, and rightfully so. They've impoverished us. They've enslaved us. The April 14th is probably or 15th is the most dreaded date on the country. I have not participated in that system for years. I've brought my own Nefera Gesera, and I think that that's how it comes about. And it will just be natural if we can get to God's law internally for ourselves and start there. And if we all start somewhere, you know, it spreads, and it will spread righteously. And we have to trust that you know, maybe he'll come in, but in the meanwhile, he's coming in within me.
Well, he often, you know, history shows us that he often uses man to as his instruments, of whether it's a chastisement or a correction or what have you. So it's going to be interesting, no doubt. We've got about 4 minutes left. What do you want to cover in that time? And we'll bring you back next month to talk the solutions.
All right. Well, I would like to say that one of the most important pieces to all of this is knowing your neighbors. This country used to know their neighbors, and the more the technical advances that have happened, the less you know your neighbors. I know in Minnesota growing up, we would be shoveling our neighbors out of their driveways. There would be exchange in the community, just on the block. There'd be exchange because we needed to help each other because the projects were too big, the snow was too heavy, it was just too much. But here in California, Southern California, people don't know the person next to them. And I think that the idea of being with each other and sharing with each other and gracefully leaving people to their own apocalypse is such an important piece right now. I've always thought that. Even in the Republican Party, I thought that. Because when we don't talk to each other, we don't know our neighbors. We could be living next to the most beautiful neighbor and the most scary neighbor. But either way, we need to know. We need to know our neighbors. And help them and love each other and help each other just locally, most locally. That is key. And that's what the assembly does.
It seems like the enemy, however a person defines that, but good versus evil is trying to keep us separated. Certainly COVID and that whole plandemic or scandemic, as some people call it, was meant to isolate people so that we're not putting our heads together to determine what should be done and who needs to be gotten rid of in order to accomplish God's will.
Yep.
Do y'all obviously California Assembly is focused on California Assembly in California, but do y'all work with other states or their affiliates?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I will tell you right now that if you're listening to this program and you are resonating with it, that contact me through the website, and I actually have a list of other states. When I get somebody calling me from another state seeking assistance or information, I will connect them into their state. And on the state level, I connect people, if they call me from California, I connect them into their county. And then I'm hoping the counties are also connecting them into their smaller communities. So I've been on some other shows where I've had international reach, and I've even tried to connect internationally. I do have contacts in Italy for sure, and some, Canada, some other states. So I would definitely say that.
I mean, I'm looking at the tab California or Militia Assembly, so I'm glad to see that. I mean, it all kind of really is supposed to start in the county. Is that correct?
Well, it has to start most locally. Listen, if everybody knows this, right? You've got a tornado coming through, and your roof is blown off. Are you going to run across the county to get a new roof, or are you going to go to next door to get a new roof?
Right.
When there's calamity, it's your neighbor.
Yeah, it may depend on where you are, because I'm in a rural area. So,
even more reason. Yeah, in rural, you depend on your neighbors more than I think the city does, because you got further to go to get relief. I mean, if there's a fire, I bet your neighbors come and help. And I don't think, as opposed to somebody across the county or the state.
Well, it's like I say with militia, if you wait for the police state to reach you, you're going to be in trouble. Nancy, I appreciate you coming on. Yeah, we'll have you on next month to where we can discuss solutions. Folks, this will be rebroadcast tonight and Monday morning, but go to CaliforniaAssembly.com to reach Nancy and her group. And everybody have a Merry Christmas. You have a Merry Christmas, Nancy.
Yes, you too, man. You too. God bless.
Thank you. Godspeed. And goodbye, folks. Happy New Year. See you in the new year.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
There's a battle going on, a war for your soul. It's a devil's deal. It's mind control. They want you to believe that you have no hope. They're counting on the fact that you are a dope. Well, they tell you the rules, tell you what to eat. They know that you won't question, they know that you don't read. We've lived a lie for way too long. It's time to know right from wrong. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Congress makes the laws and the courts make none. That's in the Constitution, it's in Article 1. Look it up, read the words, use your own two eyes. Know it well, mark the spot, have it memorized. Tell your children, tell your mama, tell your family. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors if you wanna be free. You won't learn the truth in government schools. It's up to you to know the rules. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Oh, Dred Scott was not law, you see. They ignored the court then, and so should we. Slaughterhouse and Mickey Mouse and Roe v. Wade. Opinions are not how law is made. That's not the way that our founders planned. Now wise up and rise up across the land. Spread the word so everybody knows this emperor has got no clothes. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Determined information. Pass it on.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Brooke Ellison, magna cum laude.
Determination. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.